702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
All right, now time for viral content. Ah, Kabazela.
Ah, good morning to you, Bele.
I love this video, right? Tell us about this girl sitting in the back of her class, eating, and then doing what?
Yeah, she brought her bottle of Worcestershire. How do you pronounce it? It always gets me. I always call it Worcester sauce, but Worcestershire sauce to school. So there she is. And I mean, typical.
Hang on, if you don't know, how am I supposed to? Is it Worcester? Well, look, is it Worcestershire? What is it? Worcester?
For ease, I always say Worcester sauce.
Worcester sauce. Okay, we'll go with
Worcestershire
sauce.
Worcestershire.
I think it's. I think the place is called Worcestershire, but I don't think it's Shire. Anyway, Worcestershire, we know what you mean. The black liquid thing.
Hi, Shire. Anyway, so there she is. She's sitting in the back of the class, the little naughty thing, and she's sneakily eating what looks like a sausage roll. And before each bite, she takes this bottle of Worcester sauce and she throws a couple of drops on and then she munches it and she's eating it and she's having a ball of a time there in the back of the class. So, I mean, it was on TikTok and I read all the comments and a lot of people saying, oh, this is my spirit child. It's the best thing. Wonderful eating sausage rolls with Worcester sauce, et cetera, et cetera. And then the comments sort of started going on to about condiments and what other condiments that you like with your food. And there's those people that if you go to their house, no matter what the food is, it could be the most bizarre thing. They will throw some tomato sauce on it on the side, or they'll put some peri peri or chili sauce on the side. And that's what they'll always do. And even if they go to somebody else's house, they might bring their own sauces, or they will ask you and say, do you have the chili sauce or do you have the tomato sauce? And even if it's like gourmet food, you know, like fine dining, they would still use that condiment because they just love to mix their food with that. So
that drives me crazy. That drives me crazy. Say, I cook. I have certain flavors. I have certain flavors in mind. I've prepared this meal. I've thought about it. I've paired it up, perhaps even with something. And you want to put some store-bought sauce. Yeah, on my food.
Shouldn't we just let them be?
And on if that's my what they food. Want,
that's what they get.
That's the last invitation you get. It's even so worse. Question, it's even worse when people haven't even tasted the food and they immediately ask for Tabasco or Worcestershire
I'm
sauce.
I'm like that with salt. Before I've even tasted the salt comes
No, sit down. Taste the food. Appreciate it. You know, think about the different flavors. And also, don't taste just one thing. You know, put it all together. Have that explosion of flavor in your mouth.
I'm not a mixed person. Like, take a little bit of that, a little bit of this, and then...
Okay, you're not coming to dinner. I'm revoking your invitation. I'm taking it back.
My simple palate.
But let's put it out there. Are you... Yeah. Firstly, what's your favorite sauce, right? And do you take it wherever you go? Are you one of those people who sneaks in that sauce because you can't have your food without it? Or are you like me who gets offended when people ask for, I don't know, tomato sauce or whatever it may be when they haven't even tasted your food?
Morning, Pauline here. Bongani is right. It's pronounced Worcestershire. The same way as you say Yorkshire and Lancashire and Leicestershire. So it's Worcestershire.
So now you know, Jonna?
Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire sauce.
No, Worcestershire. Stop it. That's what's gone viral with Kabazela.